Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You good? No?
No, I'm getting...
What's the matter?
Getting a lot of heat.
I never said it was not attractive women in Philly. Well, I didn't say that.
You didn't see this coming? I could have told you. I knew you were going to get heat for it.
I ain't lying. And they're few and far between. I stand on this.
I don't think you're looking in the right place.
Few and far between is just not true.
It is.
It's not.
The truth.
Mm-mm. Nope.
No, I didn't say there are beautiful women here, but they're just harder to find. That's the truth.
I couldn't disagree more.
You just keep digging the hole deeper.
I mean, it's just not true.
Yeah, but your truth had Philadelphia in the Midwest 3 days ago. Why do you think Hugh's Clues is on the shelf this week?
Because y'all hating.
Okay, we respect the audience too much to keep doing this to them.
Y'all hating on me.
Should we take Hugh's Clues out of off suspension next week?
We'll have to deliberate.
I don't like that pregnant pause.
Maybe if Hugh wants to take back his comment.
About what?
The Northeast or the women here? I mean,
I ain't taking neither one of them. Okay,
you sit on this over the weekend. We'll recalibrate on Monday.
Then we'll sit on the Hugh's Clues.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Show jail for Hugh's Clues. All right, 215-592-9494. If Kyle Schwarber doesn't return to the Phillies, people are going to put the Phillies in jail. That I know. I hope he's back. I think he'll be back. We shall see. Free agency is underway. Robert Murray covers Major League Baseball. Listen to what he said yesterday about the sweepstakes with Schwarber and how far the Phillies will go.
And my feel from talking to people around the league is the Phillies are going to do whatever they can and anything possible to try to keep him in Philadelphia. But there's going to be plenty of competition. Looking at you, Boston Red Sox, we'll see.
All right, well, the Boston thing is interesting is they have a relationship with him. He played there for a half a season before he became a free agent and came here. So when he says whatever it takes... Hugh, we've discussed a lot of things over the past year with Schwarber, and a lot of it is about money, right? Like, how much money will he make per year?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think that's the hang-up. He's going to look, his market will be what it is. He made $20 million per year in his first contract with the Phillies. He clearly is going to get a raise, right? He's not going backwards. Does he get around $30 million? I think he could. The question is, how many years are the Phillies willing to go? How many years are we willing to go for Kyle Schwarber? So next season will be his age 33 season. Hugh, he's going to want five. The Phillies, I'm sure, are going to want to keep this at three or four. But what if someone goes to six? Hugh Douglas.
That's probably going to happen.
Would you walk away?
Yes.
You'd walk away or you'd give it to him?
I would give it to him.
Six?
I'd give him six.
Six?
Yeah. I think Kyle Schwarber, like here's the thing. You're talking about he'll be 33. Be like almost 40. I still think he won't be the player that he is now, but I think he could still be serviceable. I think he's... It's crazy to say, but what he brings to the table and the power, I could see him being a pretty decent hitter in 39.
So he could. I mean, there's certain – David Ortiz is someone who's I've seen some comparisons to, and David Ortiz aged very well until about the age of 40. So Kyle Schwarber could do that. So my concern with going to 6 years, if it gets there – again, I want Schwarber back. He's my number one priority. I said yesterday he's the first thing I want to do is bring him back. 6 years is a lot of years for a DH, especially isn't Bryce Harper going to age into being a DH? I mean, at some point, he's probably not going to be able to play the field every day, and he's signed up for six more years. Trey Turner, now I think with his athleticism, he should be able to move to the outfield at some point and run around out there as he ages. We just have a lot of potential old guys on the team at once. Aaron Nola's going to be here. I mean, how many 40-year-olds are we going to have on this baseball team?
A lot.
So
well, hopefully you have you at that point, you would have infused this team with some younger talent.
Agreed. You know? But you're right. Right. So, and then hopefully they're the best players. But you can't just – what are you going to do? These are guaranteed contracts. These guys will be here on the team.
And here's the thing. This is what I think. And if I'm wrong, please correct me. But I've heard a lot about Bryce Harper's violent swing and how it's starting to deteriorate his body. Between the two of them, I feel like Kyle would be more serviceable in that area than Bryce will be, because I feel like Bryce is probably going to break down. Like, Bryce is going to be one of those guys that he's just not going to be able to play.
Schwarber's home run swing is a lot more effortless.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a real chance Schwarber ages better production-wise. Look, I want him back, but five is where I'd have to cap it. 6 years?
I'm already giving Bryce two more years on the end of his contract.
That's what I'm saying. We're giving away bread like that.
You know how they built a new facility down in Clearwater? They might as well just build a nursing home next to it. We're going to have a bunch of 40-year-olds.
Not my wallet.
But it is your time and your fandom.
They built a new facility? Where? Do we see it?
Yeah, they built like an extra like a little side facility building. We'll see it when we go down this year. They could put the nursing home next to it, too. I mean, how many 40-year-olds are we going to have?
For a visit.
In the
going to be wheeling Hugh in there one day along with Schwarber. So you guys are good going to 6 years with Kyle Schwarber. Six. That's age 39 this thing ends.
Yes.
6 years. What if he says seven?
Nah, he ain't on team. Dude, let's be realistic, Kyle. But here's the unfortunate thing about free agency.
Crazy to play that song underneath this conversation.
Yeah, but here's the thing about free agency.
Yeah.
If someone is desperate enough and he wants, like, if he feels that strongly about the money as opposed to being competitive, somebody will give it to him.
Well, the other thing is, then my fear with the years is this, that let's say Kyle Schwarber and his agent have a dollar amount in mind, Hugh. Maybe that's $180 million. Yeah. Let's just use a dollar amount, right? And the Phillies say, well, we'll pay you 30, but we want to do it over 4 or 5 years. So that only gets us to 120 or 150. And then another team comes in and says, well, we can't pay you that much per year, but we'll give you the 180. Let's just spread it out over seven. And if his agent wants 180, or whatever the number is, 200, 180, the team that is willing to spread it out over seven, they might just, that might be the
that's
biggest.
That's what I'm saying. That's my concern. That's the scary thing about free agency. Because and this is on the Phillies, because you let it get to this point. I was screaming sign the man when he was on a tear. And then it got to the point where you couldn't sign it because he wanted to test the waters. That's the chance that you take. Kyle Schwarber has already won a World Series. He's already won one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably not his motivation. Financial security is probably that.
And he didn't get – I mean, he got a lot by our standards.
I mean, yeah.
He didn't get a lot in the context of baseball last time.
So if you're Kyle and you're looking at potentially $200 million and you're playing in Florida, that money looks different in Florida than it does in Philadelphia. A lot different. So that's what you're weighing, because you've already done what you set out to do. Now, you might not get the same kind of adulation that you get here.
Right.
But your $180 million, $200 million looks a whole lot different in Florida than it does in Philadelphia.
Kind of reminds me of the Aaron Nola thing. I don't think the Phillies wanted to go to 7 years, but they ended up at 7 years. This could be, like, we keep saying 4 or 5. Again, if someone comes in and says, we'll give you more money, but it's going to be over 6, what are the Phillies going to do?
Yeah. I almost feel like it's going to end up in a way where somebody's giving him 5, and the way the Phillies tip the scale to their favor is by adding the extra year. Like, I don't know if it's about all the dollars necessarily. Like, a few million might not be a huge difference for Kyle Schwarber, but an entire extra year to where he doesn't feel like he'll ever have to negotiate another MLB contract again.
Yep.
Like, 6 years might be the ticket.
And that is what they did with Nola. It's what they did with Bryce to get him. It's what they did with Turner. I mean, the Phillies have a little reputation now of they give out really long contracts, and it spreads the money out, which they like, so it's less per year. But then you're hooked in So, in this case, it'll be 38, 39. So we shall see. Five would be the limit I'd want to stop at.
But he's obsessed with Florida today, by the way.
I know. You miss Jacksonville?
You're talking about the money down there, the women.
No. I was just giving you
a lot of Florida.
I was just giving you the
Gator
the
Douglas
comparing
over
and contrasting.
Mm-hmm. But Florida in particular.
No, I'm just saying. Okay, I could. Well, it looks better in Philadelphia as opposed to California. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
State taxes.
You know what I mean?
State
taxes. Cincinnati, why you wouldn't play? Cincinnati money, $200 million looks different in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're not giving
than it does in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. but not that much different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everyone's still upset about the women comment earlier.
I mean, it is what it is. I never said it were attractive women in Philadelphia. There's just few and far between.
But that means most aren't. That's what you're saying that in a very roundabout way.
I mean, I did.
And that's not right.
It's the truth, though.
No.
I worry about diseases down there.
There's that.
Yeah. I worry about a lot.
That's a big part.
I worry about a lot in Florida.
It's a huge part of it.
I can't believe you have all the people here championing Florida. You couldn't wait to get out of here. You ran away.
I'm sticking up for my city.
How dare I? I live in Philadelphia, and I'm still single. And Jason Avant found a girlfriend. Look how long it took him to find one.
You know, Hugh might be jaded. Is he getting rejected by too many women in Philly?
I think,
and that's what's influencing this.
All I got to say is rejection builds character. That's all I got.
And nobody has more character than Hugh Douglas.
215-592-9494.
Let's go back to Mario in the Northeast. What's up, Mario?
Mario,
yo, what up, fellas? What's the deal,
Mario? What's up, pal?
All right, how y'all doing? I was just calling about the Eagles joint. I want to give my little guess, man. I'm trying to come and kick it with y'all for the game.
Oh, we'd love to have you. We got to get a good answer. All right, so before you tell us what the embarrassing moment, first, what are you feeling about this? Are the Eagles being disrespected here with this line in the game?
Nah, I don't think so. And the way football going, man, the Green Bay, to me, they not a good team. But since they lost to a team that nobody thinks is good last week, they going to come out and I think they're going to win. And then I think it's because it's just how the game go. And then Dallas is going to win. And then it's just going to give them a reason to be closer to us, to keep the division and something to talk about. So
the NFL tends to do that. It kind of brings everything back as the season goes along. All right. So, Mary, what do you got for us? Give us a trend you did, you participated in, and you look back, you're like, oh, that was kind of embarrassing.
This trend got my butt whooped when I did it because I tried to sneak out and do it. Wearing my clothes backwards like crisscross. I did that and went to school. And my dad, they called my dad, and he had to come and get me from school. I'll never forget that whooping I got for trying to wear my clothes backwards.
Oh, the crisscross backwards clothes.
I got one more question to ask, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't know if this is real now, but Kyle's pop, yo, did that be real? Because Kyle's pop is, like, worse than the boogeyman.
Oh, Kyle's pop is a tough – Kyle's dad is tough on him. I mean, every time he calls, it gets worse and worse, Mary. I mean, I feel bad for the kid guy.
Yeah, we don't got to talk.
I mean, too. I do, too. Yo, Kyle, it's going to be all right, man. You might have to shoot pops the ones, though.
Yeah. what he's going to do, he's going to stop answering his calls is what's going to happen soon. Mario, good phone call, man. We got you in the mix for the prize. Good stuff. Yeah, that was tough yesterday. I mean, that's one.
No, you said go upstairs and ask for a drinky. That was crazy. That's for a drinky.
It's as embarrassing as anything that's ever been said about someone on this airwaves here. That was tough to hear. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
Chuck!
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, let me first say this, right? That coffee gets you right here, if you know what I mean. And pumpkin seeds, that's a natural, get right kit right there.
I appreciate it, but I ain't got no problem.
Yeah, but you were asking as if you could. I mean, Chuck's just giving me advice. Yeah, if you ever have one,
now the questions are being raised.
The pumpkin seeds.
I ain't got no problem.
It's natural.
I ain't got no problem.
Gas station stuff.
Yeah. That's a natural get right right there. But let me say this, right? On Monday, it's supposed to be extremely cold in Green Bay, right? So
Green Bay is
the
Midwest.
I got to ask you guys, what goes with cold weather in a football game?
Coco?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fees apply. In-app only.
it's show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No. Come on, Hugh. Former football player, the run game, baby. Come on, the run game.
I thought you meant, I didn't know where we were going.
He's a former player. He's not thinking like a player anymore.
No, when he said,
no, Chuck, like, you're right. Run the ball, especially, Chuck. Run it right at Micah Parsons. Run it right at him.
Listen, that's how we've always been successful against Michael Parsons. Yep. Run right at him and then neutralizing him. Listen, I want to get these big guys off the ball, feeling good about themselves coming out the bye week. And I think we can run the ball against Green Bay. Run the ball, set up the pass, and let's not make this complicated. You know what I mean? I want to see Tank Bigsby get it like at least like a little bit more carries, you know, than before. You know, I'd like to see our running game get started. You know what I mean? Because I think that's going to be the key to us being where we want to be the second half of the season.
Chuck, I agree. And the last game the Packers played, the Panthers, who have, you know, Dowdle's a nice back, but obviously nothing like Saquon. They ran 33 times for 163 yards. They ran it all day on them.
Absolutely. And like I said, we got not one back now. I think we got two backs that can run the football effectively. And like Detroit run, you know, with Sonic and Knuckles. I like to see that a little bit more with the Eagles, you know. And I'm not saying anything bad about Saquon. He's a great running back, but it's a lot of mileage being put on him that you can put on Tank Bigsby, available body right now. Nice big bruising running back that can spell Saquon for a little bit at times during the game. So I like to see the running game get started. And I think when we run the ball effectively, the passing game, everything just goes off of that. So I think we roll on Monday. I think we beat these guys 34-17.
Ooh, that would be a statement. That would be a
statement.
So,
nice.
Chuck, give us your trend that you did, and you look back, you're like, that was embarrassing.
Oh, it was just stupid, man. In the 90s, LL Cool J started it, the pant leg up. And exactly what it meant was even dumber. It meant you had one leg up on the white man. It was just stupid. So I used to wear the pant leg up because LL
did it. I never
knew
that.
Yeah, I didn't know the origin either. Chuck, that's a funny one. I remember seeing him wear that way. Chuck, appreciate it. So when Chuck mentioned the Tank Bigsby thing, do we think that was a one-off, or do they have something to Tank Bigsby?
It feels like they might have something.
Okay, well, look, I don't want this to come across as like I'm taking carries away from Saquon, but I think back to 2017 when the Eagles won the Super Bowl the first time. They had an excellent running game, and they traded for Jay Ajayi. And look, Saquon is better than LeGarrette Blount, but I thought the addition of Jay Ajayi
changed things,
and it kept Blount fresh. Mm-hmm. Like I think Merrill mentioned the other day when he was with us, Ajayi came in and I don't know, we get like 9 carries a game, 10 carries. It wasn't an enormous amount, and even here it doesn't have to be that many. Maybe it's 6 for Tank Bigsby, but I thought it saved Blount's legs. And when they got to the playoffs, I thought LeGarrette Blount looked like he was 5 years younger than he really was. He was running well. Hugh, maybe this is a way to get the most out of Saquon with less. You know what I mean? Like, instead of 20 carries, he gets 15, Bigsby gets 5, and then by the time we get to January, Saquon's got a lot left in the tank.
Yeah, it might be. It might be. It was great to see, man, when you had two backs back there that ran for over 100 yards. That's something that you look at, and it's something to be excited about. But like I've said before, I think that in order to have more of a solid running game, you have to be better in the passing game. And the reason why I say that is because I feel like a lot of times going into these games, teams are still committing to stop the run because they don't believe, for whatever reason, that Jalen can consistently beat you throwing the football. And it might be pick your poison. And the poison that they're choosing to pick is Jalen's arm over Saquon's legs.
Yeah, and the other thing about Jalen's progressed in terms of statistically passing the last few weeks. The one thing, though, that they have to be better at, he's got to be better at, it's not taking sacks. Because mm-hmm. even last week against the Giants, right, he had another really good game and 4 touchdowns. I think he took like 4 sacks. Like that, those are negative plays we got to eliminate in the second half of the season. Aaron in San Diego is up. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. How are we doing?
Big day today. It's my oldest son's 18th birthday.
Wow.
So Aiden, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That's
Mom
awesome.
Mom and Dad love you more than words can say. Hugh?
Yes.
You know we're friends. You know I love you, right?
Yes.
So if you would allow me to speak for you for just a moment.
Yes.
Joe and Kyle, what Hugh was trying to say, that is, it is much easier to outkick your coverage in a place like Miami or San Diego as opposed to Philadelphia. And, you know, unfortunately, Hugh and I suffer from the issue of having faces that, frankly, only a mother could love. So don't be surprised, Joe and Kyle, if Blue Jeans Lankin comes to you guys and you guys have remote broadcasts from Miami, because I think Hugh is secretly trying to outkick his coverage in a place like Miami.
Yeah, Aaron's just saying that the women are easy down there, which isn't really exactly what you want.
He also very, in an under-the-radar way, said Hugh is not handsome. I mean,
no, I mean, yeah,
Hugh took a shot at him, so makes sense.
Yes, it's kind of the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Basically.
Know, the give and take thing, you know?
basically. No, I mean, I get it. Hey. It's not that. It's just that it's, you know what I mean? I'm kind of lazy, man, and I ain't trying to work that hard. I want to go rather go in the grocery store.
Oh, so that, now we've got.
That's
to the
what it is.
It.
Yeah. Like you got to look under a bunch of rocks in here in Philadelphia to try to find
that again. That's disrespectful. Rocks.
Don't say another word. You are just digging your hole deeper. Okay. You don't have to explain a thing.
I mean, Aaron,
have you considered that you're the one in the rock?
Okay.
I already ain't got too many prospects, so it can't get no worse.
Again, this is
trending towards a you problem.
It's
by
a
the
total
way.
Hugh problem. It is.
I'm high.
Hey, and as far as Kyle, you know, Kyle and I, we bumped heads this morning.
Yeah.
So much so that he actually hung up on me. But listening to Kyle's try day, it makes all the sense in the world. So let me put this into words that you can understand. So, Kyle, the Eagles are in sync. The Packers are 98 degrees. There is no way,
we're going deep cuts now. These are deep cuts.
That 98 degrees should ever be favored over in sync, especially when they have a front man known as Sky Marshall Hurts. But that's okay, Kyle. We love the disrespect. This team thrives on the disrespect. They use it as fuel, and that fuel burns and drives this train to the ultimate goal, and that's Levi Stadium, Super Bowl 60.
That's right. That is
Let's
right.
Let's go, Birds. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I don't know why that was all directed at me. I agreed with him.
Yeah, no, I think he was jumping on the backstreet.
By the way, I asked him a question. Yeah. I asked him the question, and he goes, who cares? I said, okay, well, how about you call me back when you care about what we're
and
talking about?
And then he called back. Yeah, he came back here. How about this? And look, whether or not you think it's disrespectful or not, it has been a while. Do you know the last time the Eagles were underdogs to an NFC team? Let's see if you guys can guess it. The last time the Eagles were an underdog to an NFC team. So, obviously, when I say that, I mean like they were underdogs to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl and AFC
team. Are we going to count Tampa in the playoffs?
Yes. It's happened once since then. So it happened once.
Is it the Rams?
Nope. They've been favorites over the Rams in all the games they put against
the
Rams.
This year. Saints.
The Saints. They were underdogs.
Oh, you're talking about last year. Because they were undefeated. Yeah.
They were 2-0, and the Eagles had just come off the Monday night loss to the Falcons. That's how long it's been since the Eagles were underdogs to an NFC team.
I pulled that.
That's a good job by you.
Good job.
I didn't know if either of you guys would get it, you know, before the segment ended here. I just threw it out. That's a good. That's when we talk about the disrespect, we haven't felt this in a while where a team in the NFC has been favored in any game over the Eagles. The only times we've been underdogs in the last, you know, year and a half, it's been to an AFC team. I mean, the Eagles are typically favorites in every game they play for, you know, since last September, and always over the NFC teams. It has been a very, very long time. Lewis in South Philly. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Lewis. What's up?
Not much. I feel like the Eagles are getting disrespected because, for one, they're 2-0 against the Packers the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming off a bye, and Nick Sirianni's, what, undefeated or has one loss?
No, I think they're undefeated off the bye in the regular season with Sirianni.
Exactly, and the Packers just put up, what, 13 on against the Panthers?
Yep.
So we have all the momentum. They have none. So I don't understand how they are favored by, what, 2.5, 3.5, where I feel like we should be favored by 4.
Well, you know, and we're going to see it play out Monday, Lewis. If they go out there and dominate the game, we're all going to look back and be like, wow, that was a beatdown.
They had that one wrong.
Yeah, they had it wrong. All right, Lewis, what do you got for us in terms of a fad you did and a trend, and you look back and like, that was kind of embarrassing?
The guy took my answer of the crisscross backwards pants, but another one that I did that I'm ashamed of, the MC Hammer parachute pants.
That's a
good
one. Those
things used to be big.
Yeah,
too,
they were, yeah. Lewis. The 90s really were a ridiculous time when you think about it. When we're going through all these, a lot of these are coming from that time period. 215-592-9490 for all your phone calls. On this, the Eagles, is it disrespectful? They're actually underdogs on Monday night. First time to an NFC team since the Saints game at the beginning of last season. Would you what's the walk-away point for yours with Kyle Schwarber? For me, it's 6. 5 is where I'd go, and then I have to say, boy, this is getting a little long here for a contract for Kyle Schwarber. Both these guys are going to 6 years like it's no big deal. And we got to play some audio for you and decide who won this battle. Things got a little heated on the afternoon show yesterday. Spike Eskin versus Mike Mayock. You'll hear that back and forth next. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.